The man paused at his horse's head, tying its lead rope to a nearby mounting block. Leaving the carriage, he called out to her.
"Mistress, are you lost?"
Bianca pulled herself up from the bench, running her fingers through her hair, then brushing the dust from her coat. The man had a small, neat beard, a gentle smile, but what serious eyes. He loosened his collar as he approached, and his furrowed brow eased. His hands looked strong, though calloused, and scarred, as if he used them more than most men of his rank. And what kind of lord would drive his carriage alone? "Perhaps you are not lost," the man said. A slight smile played on his lips. "You look like a woman who always knows where she is. But do you know who owns the garden before you?"
"Someone who grows weeds," Bianca waved toward the wall, "and scrubby woods. What a waste of good ground inside."
"That's Venice in your voice, isn't it? And so what brings you to our city of beauty, so far from home?" He leaned in closer. "Surely, it's not gardening,